Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. We're celebrating the 14th anniversary of Bill Dunkelberg's membership in our brain trust. Bill, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you, sir. appreciate being on board.
Well, we appreciate your steadfast support of all the things that we do. And boy, howdy, have you been a supporter of small businesses now for more than 40 years. Folks, one of the great heroes of small business, of Main Street small businesses, Bill Dunkelberg. And I'm glad to be reminding you of that every month, Bill. I'm glad to be able to tell people that, and I appreciate you very much. And on behalf of my audience, thank you for the good work that you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the support.
So, okay, we're talking about the by the way, NFIB.com and also smallbusiness.org. Right.
Right,
Bill? That's your website where they can find the survey and the index. And also, Bill allows us to post it on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, so you can find the summary, you can find the details. So I encourage you to go look at that, use it to your advantage. Bill, sales. Talk to us about sales. Tie your sales numbers from the index into a discussion about the overall economy, the pace and the condition of the economy right now.
Well, we did have an improvement there. Again, the net percent of owners who say that quarter on quarter my sales are rising, the net percent is -2. So we're almost in balance now. Almost as many firms are saying my sales are headed up as headed down. So that's good. That's one of the best readings we've had in a long time.
-2 is one of the best readings. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Think about that, folks. We like the trend of a negative number. How about that?
Right. Yeah, you go back to 2009, it was -34%. 34 percentage points more said sales are headed down than headed up. So we've come a long way, baby.
Bill, one thing I want to tell people about. I'm going to say something that'll make them feel better. Folks, if you can operate a business in these conditions, when things turn around, when this economy really does take off, you're going to be rolling in the dough. You're going to be making lots of money if you don't lose your head, if you don't forget all the things you learned. Don't you think so, Bill?
Yeah, I agree. And now, if you look at the first quarter GDP, you mentioned that the GDP number was going to be, was weak. Well, it's going to be even weaker.
Yeah, they're going to revise it down
-0.5%.
So we've got the
it actually contracted in the first
quarter. I've been warning people. I've got some pushback from people in the last couple of weeks, but I've been telling people that we are one half of a quarter into a recession.
Yeah, well, you're certainly right about that. If you use that rule of thumb, kind of two quarters back to back.
Yeah.
I don't think we're gonna. I don't see how we'll really get a negative quarter in the second quarter.
I hope
nonetheless,
not.
It's weak. We're you can't.
But that's
blame the all
first
that
negative
the
quarter. That isn't that the first negative quarter since for 5 years?
No. We had one.
Do we have another negative quarter?
We had the fourth quarter.
We had what? We had what, Bill? We lost Bill. Okay, yeah. We'll get Bill back in a second. What Bill's talking about, when he says revised down, the original, the aggregation of the three quarters was just over even money. It was like 0.1 growth, but when they take the longer view. Bill's predicting that they're going to revise that down, and typically the second, third quarters are better, especially the third quarter, right, Bill? Don't you think? Isn't third quarters typically a pretty strong quarter?
Yeah, usually it is, and I think we'll see that this year. I mean, we do have reasonably good job growth now, right? We had a 280,000 job month last time. So the trend right. seems to be higher. We're now over 200,000 all the time rather than being around 170, 160.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more income. We do see that we've had the highest percentage of our small business owners report raising worker comp
right.
you know, in 8 years. So
right.
we're headed
right.
in the right direction. It's just so slow, and Washington is just holding us back.
You know, Bill, exactly, Washington. Speaking of which, I feel we've got some more troubled waters coming when the employer mandate hits again and it becomes official toward the end of this year. What do you
think? Exactly, exactly.
That's what I'm worried about. So gird your loins, folks. That's coming up. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for 14 great years.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, he's a great American. I told you we get smarter when Bill joined us. He'll be back next month. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.